It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guide.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guide.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend, and a little bit of a snap of cold after we had some warmth during the middle of the week. But hey, man, spring is on its way, and you better be thinking about getting out in your backyard and firing up a grill. I'm Chop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I'll never get tired of grilling. It's my number one sport. It's the only one I'm any good at.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I had talent as a younger man in other things, but never a lot of it.
Nothing you can talk about on the radio.
No, right. Well, if I do, it's amusing. We'll go that, with that. But anyway, no, it is one of my favorite passions. And, you know, the fun part is that if you are dumb enough to host a radio show for 13 or 14 years on a topic like grilling, then you end up... people want to ask you questions.
I'm just trying to reach over to look at my note here that I made. Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, people.
Train wreck.
People do. And, you know, I told you I started working back in the hearth business. And I finally found a job that is something I want to do. And instead of doing the retirees, part-time, stupid stuff, I'm doing... part-time-ish, but it's in my old industry, and they're going to take really good care of me, so I'm thrilled about that. But the cool thing is both of the guys are huge fans of the show. Both of the guys I'll be working with in the Grand Rapids branch.
So now I'm questioning their judgment, right? Yeah. No, just
no,
kidding.
No, the company sells actually pizza ovens and grills and all kinds of masonry stuff, and out of their Spring Lake a location, but I want to bring that into the Grand Rapids location. And my job is to get the hearth business going over here in the Grand Rapids market.
Nice.
So anyway, it's kind of cool to be working with a couple of people that are fellow grill freaks. And then the guy that is the main man over in Spring Lake is a steelhead freak. So, like, I'm just in the best position I could ever be in.
There you go, man. Good. Fishing and grilling.
I don't have to work full time. Yeah, and I got a guy with a boat.
Right. Yeah. Best kind of buddy. With you can ride along with him when his toys hit the water. Yeah. Absolutely.
Been doing a lot of babysitting lately. My wife took off for New York because...
New York, wait, I thought she was somewhere south.
She was, but
rebound.
Matt and Emily moved to New York, and they both have to work. You know, she does. She works on Chopped, and he does HGTV, and they're busy right now filming, and the girls are off on winter mid-break or something, the twins. So they let Yaya, as they call her, go out and stay with them for a week. And so I'm home alone taking care of stuff, and... while I was doing that, one of my other kids' spouses got sick. So I got a couple more grandkids that are, you know, getting left. They got to go to the hospital, all this stuff. And I said, I'll just come over and camp out. So it's been a good time to do that Papa Bob routine and just show up and blow up and, you know, bring.
Well, it's a good thing you got part-time work because you got flexibility to do that,
right?
Good for you.
And bring them cookies.
Right.
That's the big thing.
Yeah. Did you make the cookies or did
no,
you?
No, no, no. No, the funny thing is my new location, it's called Heritage Fireplace on 29th Street. Right next to them is this gourmet cookie place that my son-in-law's mom works at.
Oh.
And I'm getting out at Heritage, and she pulls up next to me in her Suburban, and she's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
She goes, this is my place. I'm like, oh. So I went in there, and I think it's called Susie's Gourmet Cookies on 29th, something like that. And I bought some gourmet cookies and brought them over to the grandkids. And they annihilated them before.
Well, sure they did. And then about 20 minutes later, they were bouncing off the walls because it's a sugar bomb. That they got, but that's cool. That's what grandpaps should be doing.
Well, yeah, well, it is a wonderful point in life.
Yeah, man.
It's much easier than raising the kids.
Oh yeah. Well, you can you know wipe your hands of them and take them back.
Yeah.
And we've done a limited amount of babysitting with our grandson as well, but it's fun to have him there, and it's fun to turn him back. And but the little guy is 11 months old the end of this month.
Wow, and that happened quick.
Yeah, it did already. And we had him over Sunday last week, and he got his first bites of brisket from Gramps.
Nice.
And he's got two little teeth on the bottom and a couple that are trying to break through from the top.
Sure.
And we cut it in little pieces, and brisket was pretty tender, right? I mean,
sure.
If you do it right. And he gummed that stuff, and his eyes lit up when he put that in his mouth. I'm like, yeah, baby.
That's funny.
There we go.
I just brought our Conrad, our producer here, some brisket.
And did you?
He said he'll be gumming it too. So
right, yeah, right.
Just
take it. Yeah. It sticks in your dentures, so yeah. You got to do that every now and then.
Well, it's funny to watch little kids grab a chunk of meat like that. And
yep.
My son Jordan gave my first grandson, five granddaughters, right?
Right.
This is the grandpa show. So I finally get this grandson, and, you know, all the grandkids, when they're little like that, we're more protective than their parents are. The parents are just like we were. We gave our kids all kinds of stuff, but when, you know, our kids are going to do it, we're like, my wife's like, don't you think you should cut that up? I said, you raised him, Maureen. Leave him alone.
Yeah, right.
You think he knows how to feed his kid? So Jordan gives, we call him Bubba, because he's like a sack of concrete. I think he's 5 months old. Misha. He's just this chunk of muscle and fat. And Jordan gives him
that's hereditary.
Jordan, I'm gonna tell my wife you said that. Yeah. Jordan gave him this big chunk of brisket, and my wife's just freaking out. And he's just gumming it, and he's
right,
got
yeah.
two little teeth too, being yeah. 5 months, 4 months, whatever he is. Just kind of gnawing on a chunk of brisket. It's so fun to watch families evolve. And it's also fun to watch your spouse react to how she raised her kids.
Right, yeah.
It's like, no, we broke every rule. Let your kids not listen to every stupid thing they read.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law's a nurse, so she's got the whole diet and healthy food down, dialed right in. And you know what? I want to respect that if that's what she wants to do.
Oh,
but
yeah,
when the brisket was on the table, I'm like, he's got to try some of this. And
you throw him a chunk, and if he catches it, it's his.
Right, yeah.
One-hander!
Right, yeah. Exactly. But well, I want to talk a little bit about that brisket, because I was up against time on it, and there was a window that
would you do it on your pellet grill?
No, I did it on the big green egg.
Oh.
And I needed it done at a certain time, and I was about 30 degrees below where I wanted to be.
Was it a packer?
What? No, just a flat.
Oh.
Is all it was. And I thought I could knock it out pretty quick. Well, it was bitter cold outside, and it knocked some of the heat out of my big green egg.
Well, you should have just grilled it in your garage,
right,
like you used
yeah,
to.
Right. No, the big green egg's installed in the outdoor kitchen. But anyway, so what I did is I got to about 170, and then I wrapped it and opened the damper on that thing and ran it right up to about 350.
Nice.
And I was a little disappointed. When I pulled my brisket at like 205, let it rest, and then we cut it. There was and it was the flat, right? So it's pretty much all consistent thickness. But there was a strip in the middle about 4 inches that was tough. The ends were good, and I had the thermometer probe right in the center, and it read 205 when I pulled it, and I let it rest about a half hour.
There was a strip in the middle that was tough.
Yeah.
Describe that middle.
Well, the flat is left to right. It's rectangular, like a piece of
legal
pad. Unless
you turn it 90 degrees,
right,
then it's...
Right, but... So I cut in from each end, and it was very tender. It
kind of bends over. Okay,
and again,
It was
a little tough.
Perfect. So now what you've got is you've got the perfect protein to make burn ends with.
Right, and I didn't have time to do any of that, and it was on the board when I was cutting it, when I figured out that middle was really firm. It wasn't soft. You know, I like it to bend over the knife if you hold it up with a knife.
Unfortunate.
So, yeah, but we ate the ends, and then we, like you said, I chopped it up, and we made like mashed potatoes and hot beef sandwiches on it. But anyway, it worked, but I just was, you know, didn't have that low and slow.
Yeah.
I tried to cook it.
Every cook is a little different.
Right, yeah. Coming up next, speaking of different cooks, we got a guy named John Wiederhold from Outlaw Barbecue is going to be joining us. So stick with us. We'll be back.